Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So last week you would have seen a clip. Ungizwe Mkhunu, right? He was driving, I'm assuming, around his neighborhood. Then he saw some young child standing with a schoolgirl. And then he went, took out his belt, started belting this young child. Right? I guess his reasoning was that he shouldn't have been standing with the schoolgirl. Maybe he's corrupting her. Whatever it was. I think he was asking out. I have no idea. That's not what I want to discuss, though. It did just get me thinking. And yesterday, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. And she's got two boys. And she was speaking about the importance of having multiple touch points for her boys. So her husband's obviously still in their lives, the father of the kids, but he works extremely hard. And so she said she decided that she was going to take her boys to therapy so that they can find their inner voice. Right? And then I questioned her. I said, do you not worry, though, about that external influence that maybe the value system that they get from whoever the third party may not be aligned with what it is that they believe in the family? She's like, well, you know, it's a consideration, but more importantly, she feels like the more data points they have, the better men they'll turn out to be. What are your thoughts? And Paul, you are a boy mom.
Yes, sir.
Do you worry about who it is that influences your child? And do you feel like it's something that you need to keep a very close eye on?
Absolutely. I mean, there was that time of that Tate gent.
Andrew Tate.
My son was not allowed to watch that. It's nonsensical. No, you can't. But I am very much aware, or I try and be very much aware of the people that I surround my son with.
Yeah.
Even in my own personal relationships. Hasi Pakstop. Pakstijin. No. because also the one thing you don't want is your child developing a negative perception about you as a mother.
Yes.
Or a negative perception around how women are supposed to be treated by men. So yeah, I'm very much aware of those things.
Okay, but now, what if the third party is coming with a good influence, Juliet? Because there can be a pitfall in that as well. Generally, one of the things that make people bond is the fact that you look up to a person and you learn from them.
Yes.
Right? So for me, like, my dad was always present in my life. And I've always told the story. I never need to look far for role models. My dad was right there.
Mm.
Right? My dad's brothers are right there.
Mm.
And luckily, they're all a very good example for me. And I'd like to believe that that led to me even being closer to my dad. I'd go with my dad everywhere. Now, if your son is getting that influence, albeit a good influence, from elsewhere, do you not worry that the bond between him and the actual father now may be weakened?
Sure. That's a good question. But, you know, I'm thinking about with my daughter. I mean, you all know we had a bereavement recently. And I'm not one to think of external help like therapists. In my mind, I'm thinking, why? Why am I speaking to a total stranger?
Mm.
But now the school offers those services. And she went to the first one. And she's already telling me, oh, I'm in love with my therapist. You know, like, I love her. I'm like, already day one, you know.
Mm.
But now it's the behavior within the household. How does she? She's becoming such a different child while I'm watching her. And I do worry.
In a positive or negative?
In a positive way.
Okay.
But I do worry, like, has she taken that space a little bit? Am I not supposed
to? Does she love her more than she loves her own mom now?
No, Sizwe, I wasn't saying that. Anyway. But it's in a positive way, you know?
Mm.
And I don't know, because my issue is that I'm not privy to the information they share.
Of course.
She's really
keeping
it to herself.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get involved in that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, let me in.
let me
I want to know.
So, Bali, you know, Comfort's child has taken to AI.
Yeah.
Literally, like, he's using AI. So Comfort's like, hey, do you want to speak about what happened at school? He's like, no, don't worry. I already consulted AI. And AI told me.
No.
So what do you think of that? In a way, speaking to AI is kind of self-reflection.
I suppose. I mean, when I look at my kids are still like babies, you know. And talking about, her interpretation would be her teacher.
Yes.
You know, she always goes on and on about her teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily for me, I have a very close relationship with her teacher. So I always know the kind of information that is shared, I can see there's a positive influence on her as well.
Are you going through the my teacher sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So I suppose in that sense, because she's still too young to use technology, then the teacher, really, obviously because she's a teacher, I know exactly what's going on, and she lets me in, and she's pretty kind. So she'll send me a message and say, this is what's going on. But talking about technology, I have an issue though with a lot of technology platforms like YouTube. I know she consumes a lot of YouTube, so I monitor exactly the kind of influence, and there's certain programs as well, and she'll tell you, oh, they did this on this program, you know. So I always have to monitor, like, in terms of the kind of programs that she feeds on, particularly on YouTube, and the kind of influence it has on her.
Let us know what your thoughts are, right? Because we know that more data points are better than fewer data points. That's a given. But when it comes to parenting, for some reason, we're very, very, very controlling and possessive about where it is that our kids get guidance from.
True.
Is that the right way, or is there a different way?
Give that boy a chance. Why would you not want him to listen to Tate? I mean, that guy, he might be saying some of the things that you might not like personally as a woman, but the guy advocates for young men to be independent, to go to gym, stay strong, get money, self-establish, have confidence, and choose what you want and what's best for you. Why would you not want your son to hear that? But
yeah, but he's not the only source of that. So yes. Mpo can instill that in him without any other toxicity.
For me, as someone who's raised my nephew from when he was 12 after we both lost our mothers, I've always been very protective of who he hangs out with, what he's exposed to. And to a certain extent, I feel like it did not work because he wanted to be around other people or friends, which to some extent, they also lost their mothers. He wanted, I guess he had that bond, but they were not a good influence. And that is why we are where we are today. He completed matric last year, but he's not in school. He's shutting me out because I've been such a strict and firm person to be like, I don't allow you to hang out with bad influence.
Jabu in Rand Park Ridge. It's very quickly before we get to news.
Okay. One thing that you move over home, Zali, don't I end up to a man who's a pillar and I'm not a hambin. I hamba con, you understand? The only thing that we can do is to see to Amuchi. Now, my principal's dying in town. I'll make an example in Alanis. She used to be reluctant to be such a image and science. I said to her, I'm going to use the commerce now, the commerce. I will challenge your mind. So that's what I always tell her. With no influence on a pound, you know, I'm a peer pressure. When I by you influence, you know, influence you. Whatever I got, I'm a drug. So that's what I tell him.
That's funny. I mean, I hear what you're trying to say. Obviously, you don't want your daughter to be a drug dealer either, but yes. Better to be the influencer than to be influenced.
Hey, Caesar, parenting, the extreme sport. Fact of the matter, though, is that there will always be a third-party influence, whether we as parents like it or not. What I try to do for my daughter, though, is that even when I don't want to go to church, I go for her on some days because I just want her to speak to someone in that space. And the Sunday school teacher, every now and again, will come up to me and say, hey, we had a conversation and these were her views. You know, that's comforting. But recently we went on holiday, you know, friend's friend. And I noticed which she was really drawn to friend's friend, who's the complete opposite of me because I dress like a tomboy. Friend's friend, or I'm a weave, you know. And later friend's friend pulled out a cigarette and started smoking around her. And I noticed how she was just staring and admiring her. And it bothered me, but we just had to speak about it. So you can only control so much. But there will always be a third-party influence, whether we like it or not.
It's one thing that I've picked up with life. This life thing doesn't have a manual. The certain elements that you pick up and think that can work for you, and the certain elements that you think would work, and it's like you drop them along the way. I'm an 80s baby. We grew up listening to Bo Park, Bo Dre, one of that gangster hip-hop, and we thought this was the life. You needed to be tough. Right. And later on, you picked up as like guys like Bo Nas and Tupac, those guys used to read, and you picked up reading. And then it's like you're surrounding your brothers around you and uncles around you. Labor, and they used to play a role. So it is one of those things like you can never, it does not have a control factor. So
as parents, I believe that we have a tendency to believe that our children are the ones who are influenced all the time. What if my child is the influencer? Then what? What if my child is not the one that is being bullied, but is the bully? Then how do we deal with that?
Mm. I'm a mom of four boys, and they have a very good relationship with my husband, their dad, and in terms of the value system, solid, you know. But then, you know, there's like certain things that they're not clued up on. So I actually worry a lot about boy number two, because he's not streetwise compared to his brothers. So what I've done is to actually just link him up with a friend of mine who is someone you'd call a new age Ngabi, you know, because he's streetwise, but also into tech and stuff like that, because that's what he's into, so that at least he can, you know, guide him a bit. And I'm vuse mana papa, because he's not someone ongamfaka nje drop in and say, get to Park Station from Carlton Centre, you know. So yeah, they are those uncles who can actually guide and be a good influence, and they speak the same language as him, so that at least he can be a bit comfortable. And yeah, trying to set him up for life.
That's a very good point. Specifically with boys, you don't want to raise Inyoni, because the world will be very harsh to him.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.